This is Pam Johnson Bennett with my Think Like a Cat behavior and training tip. Today's topic, sharing resources in a multi-cat home. When you have a multi-cat household, everyone may get along famously, or you may have some issues ranging from mild squabbles to full-out turf wars. Since cats are territorial, you can ease much of that multi-cat stress by making sure there are adequate resources available for everyone. By resources, I'm referring to food, water, litter box, resting areas, toys, and scratching locations. These are all the things your cat needs, but depending upon the dynamics in your multi-cat home, one or more of the cats may guard the route to the food bowl or the litter box, or perhaps a cat has claimed the one scratching post. You may have a situation where all the cats happily share the scratching post or the cat tree, but there's a major intimidation factor happening at the feeding station. If you create enough for everyone, you'll go a long way in keeping the peace. It's not just about having, say, 6 litter boxes for 6 cats. It's about where the resources are located. Provide resources in each cat's preferred location. This way, a more timid cat doesn't have to cross the path of a higher-ranking or more intimidating companion cat. It's very common for me to go to a client's house and see lots of food bowls and lots of litter boxes, but they're all lined up next to each other. If a cat is afraid to walk past another cat, then having all the food bowls lined up in one room does no good. All it does is reinforce the intimidation success on the intimidator's part, and it reinforces the stress on the victim's part. When it comes to location of litter boxes, if you've lined them all up in one area, well, that becomes a ticking time bomb for a litter box aversion problem. Eventually, what may happen is the intimidated cat may start holding her urine as long as she can in order to avoid going to the box. And what could happen is that could lead to a urinary tract problem. Or she may just look for a safer place, and that place may be behind your sofa or on the bed or under the dining room table. If you provide resources in each cat's area, you give them less reasons to squabble or confront each other. And that's a major step in having a happy multi-cat household. This is Pam Johnson Bennett. For more on this and other behavior topics, visit our website at catbehaviorassociates.com.